The Traveler's Journal, October 3rd. Finding Serenity in Sardinia. 70 miles wide by 150 long, the island of Sardinia is situated in the Mediterranean, an hour's flight off the coast of Italy. Relatively free of large cities or heavy industry, the rugged little island boasts some of Italy's cleanest, least crowded beaches. Not particularly known for its cultural riches, Sardinia does bristle with the vestiges of the various civilizations which have ruled the island in the last 3,000 years. There are Carthaginian and Roman ruins, Genoan fortresses, Spanish churches, and thousands of stone towers older than them all, remnants of Sardinia's pre-Iron Age civilization. Cagliari, Sardinia's capital and main port, lies on the island's southern tip. The city's sophisticated charms are neatly encompassed in its old quarter, a rambling collection of narrow medieval lanes. The cathedral dates from the Middle Ages, with Baroque renovations. The Archaeology Museum has a splendid collection. There's a great view of the town and port from the top of the monumental fortress. The town of Nuoro, at the base of a soaring peak in Sardinia's center, also has a compelling old quarter, along with a reputation for producing poets. Nuoro is a good base from which to explore the local mountain villages, where the island's traditional culture still thrives. Towns in the northwest reveal the island's Spanish tradition. Its emerald coast once attracted luminaries, such as Rita Hayworth and Aga Khan. Even though it's lost that glitz factor, Sardinia's many authentic attractions remain undiminished by either time or tourism. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You'll find a world of resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com.